Effects of Climate Change on Tropical Disease by Jeffrey Zhang. Tropical diseases are normally found in places that have high temperatures and loss of rainfall. This is because most tropical diseases spread from mosquitoes, and these kinds of places are where mosquitoes love to live in. Since most of the poorest countries in the world are in the tropics, it's very hard for those nations to survive the onslaught of tropical diseases, and hundreds of millions of people die. Countries that have invested in hygiene, like Brazil, saw a massive decrease in the numbers of people who got tropical diseases. The two main diseases that scientists have found are malaria and dengue fever. Malaria occurs when a female mosquito bites you, and protists from the saliva travel through your bloodstream and mature in your liver. Usually, malaria will cause fever and headaches, but in rare cases, it can eventually lead to coma or death. When temperature increases, the vector of the disease, the anopheline mosquitoes, and the causal agent, the Plasmodium parasite, can spread to higher altitudes and latitudes. In the last 10 years, there have been numerous cases of malaria, dengue fever, and West Nile virus in the UK, and health experts think that more cases will continue to pop up in places like the UK, Southern America, Greece, Italy, France, Croatia, and Romania. Another tropical disease that is caused by mosquitoes is dengue fever, caused by dengue virus, similar to malaria, is mosquito-borne. Symptoms of dengue fever include fever, headache, muscle and joint pain, and odd skin rashes that are similar to measles. Tropical disease could also be indirectly caused by drought. Drought causes food shortage in tropical areas, and when people don't eat enough, they are more vulnerable to infections like tuberculosis. Tuberculosis is an infection that forms in your lungs and starts to consume people from the inside. At first, people will cough up blood, suffer major chest pains, and have prolonged coughs. After a while, if your immune system cannot fight the infection and give out, that is when it starts to spread around your body and eventually kill you. Thank you for listening to my podcast, and have a great day.